We left the Hotel Montagne. The woman who ran the hotel would not let me pay the bill. The bill had been paid. "Oh, well, let it go," Brett said. "It doesn't matter now." We rode in a taxi down to the Palace Hotel, left the bags, arranged for berths on the Sud Express for the night, and went into the bar of the hotel for a cocktail. We sat on high stools at the bar while the barman shook the martinis in a large, nickeled shaker. "It's funny what a wonderful gentility you get in the bar of a big hotel," I said. "Barmen and jockeys are the only people who are polite anymore. No matter how vulgar a hotel is, the bar is always nice." "It's odd. Bartenders have always been fine." "You know," Brett said, "it's quite true. He is only 19. Isn't it amazing?" We touched the two glasses as they stood side by side on the bar. They were coldly beaded. Outside the curtained window was the summer heat of Madrid. "I like an olive in a martini," I said to the barman. "Right you are, sir. There you are."
"Thanks.
I should have asked, you know." The barman went far enough up the bar so that he would not hear our conversation. Brett had sipped from the martini as it stood on the wood. Then she picked it up. Her hand was steady enough to lift it after that first sip. "It's good. Isn't it a nice bar?"
"They're all nice bars."
"You know, I didn't believe it at first. He was born in 1905. I was in school in Paris then. Think of that."
"Anything you want me to think about it?"
"Don't be an ass. Would you buy a lady a drink?"
"We'll have two more martinis."
"As they were before, sir?"
"They were very good."
Brett smiled at him.
"Thank you, ma'am."
"Well, bongo," Brett said.
"Bongo."
"You know," Brett said, "he'd only been with two women before. He never cared about anything but bullfighting."
"He's got plenty of time."
"I don't know. He thinks it was me, not the show in general."
"Well, it was you."
"Yes, it was me."
"I thought you weren't going to ever talk about it."
"How can I help it?"
"You'll lose it if you talk about it."
"I just talk around it. You know, I feel rather damned good, Jake."
"You should."
"You know, it makes one feel rather good deciding not to be a bitch."
"Yes."
"It's sort of what we have instead of God."
"Some people have God," I said. "Quite a lot."
"He never worked very well with me."
"Should we have another martini?"
The barman shook up two more martinis and poured them out into fresh glasses.
"Where will we have lunch?" I asked Brett. The bar was cool. You could feel the heat outside through the window.
"Yeah?" asked Brett.
"It's rotten here in the hotel."
"Do you know a place called Boutin's?" I asked the barman.
"Yes, sir. Would you like to have me write out the address?"
"Thank you."